Greetings, my fellow Freedom Love Sovereign Thinkers. Thank you for tuning to LL3 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of the planet Earth. Today's date is Sunday, March 24th, 2024. This is episode 1723. Bet on the CIA being the culprit in the Moscow mass murders. Before I proceed, you can follow me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Just type in Looky Luck number 3, Looky Luck Roman number 3 or 3 eyes, or the Looky Luck Roman number 3 podcast. If you have any information, comments, criticisms, agree or not, whatever you do, please use decorum. You could email me at ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me. Or cash.app/LokiLuck3. Wow. What can we say? What's going on worldwide? Total chaos. Done by design. Let's pick and choose who can go after. Doesn't matter if it's in South Africa, Nigeria, People's Republic of China, United States, Australia, etc. You can say, spiritually, all hell's breaking loose. That's what kind of warfare it is. Try to deprive us as numbers. They're bawds or prostitutes. They believe they can, we should all revolve around them. Never fall for the hype, folks, or the manipulation. And it is very chilling. People are trying to take sides. Folks are protesting. How many of them are infiltrators or provocateurs? Oh, yeah. What can we say? Total insanity, as usual. But it's getting too obvious. The Rothschilds are enjoying every minute of it. And this Jacobin movement has expanded, but funded by technocrats, banksters, World Economic Forum, and beyond. How to keep tabs on what's been going on, examining on this horrific event. They're even saying that the Muslims, people who are Muslims, actually helped build that facility in Moscow, or in the outskirts of Moscow. I think right now 113 are dead. Many people are being hospitalized. So I'm just going to see what the latest count is here. But even though it's getting information from Russia today, I would tell folks, please observe responsibly. Don't just consume it as 100% accuracy. Because they like to twist things around too. And I know the Justice Department is talking about this National Red Flag Center. Taking people's farms without due process. Even Scum Queen, who needs thicker knee pads. Oh, man. Kamala Harris wants more money. This is what happens when you got a bunch of treasonous parasites trying to tell people how to contemplate. Handful of us want to use collectivism to define individual liberty. Downright unacceptable, as far as I'm concerned. Man, it's just, yep, at least 133 people killed and over 100 were injured when the assailants went in. Well, actually, death toll rise, excuse me, folks, from Russia today, rise to 137. Yeah, 137. I was going to read this brief here. Death toll of Moscow terrorist attack rises to 137. Russia investigative committee has confirmed the search operation is continuing. Friday's terrorist attack at the Moscow concert hall claimed at least 137 lives, according to an update from the Russian investigative committee. The search for bodies is continuing as of Sunday in the part of the complex that burned down in the massive fire. A group of gunmen stormed Crocus City Hall on the evening of March 22nd, just before a concert by a rock band Picnic. The venue, which is an estimated capacity of 3,500, was almost full. Some say it was 6,000, so it was a lot. Terrorists killed the guards, opened fire on visitors, and started a blaze, which quickly spread through the building. According to investigators, three children are among the fatalities, and a total of 62 bodies have been identified so far. Also, health officials have reported that at least 152 other people were injured in the atrocity. Four sets of combat ammunition with more than 500 bullets and 28 magazines and two Kalashnikov assault rifles or semi-automatics or fully automatics, whatever you call them. I don't use assault rifles. That's like bad lingo as far as I'm concerned. When the attack, which the attackers were armed with, were confiscated on the scene of the tragedy, the investigative committee sent a statement released on Sunday. Officials add that a Makarov pistol and a magazine from a Kalashnikov rifle were found in the car, which the attackers used to escape. Four men believed to be directly involved in the terrorist attacks were detained on Saturday in Bryansk region, not far from the border with Ukraine. In total, Russia's Federal Service Security Service, SSB, has reported the capture of 11 suspects so far. That's what they got at this time. And it's odd when they're trying to use ISIS, like they're all like they're Muslims, but my past episodes, you can probably go into Spreaker page. On my Spreaker page. I've been telling people that ISIS is global funded. Many people say the CIA, Barack Obama, Mossad, MI5 are all like the so-called organizers of this entity. The reason why I say that, because it happened in the time of Ramadan. And so how are they Islamic? They just want to use those buzzwords to get people fighting amongst each other. They've done that multiple times, including September 11th. We could have different religious views, don't get me wrong. But they love the witch hunt. Collective witch hunting, to be exact. The game, like I said before, recycled pus. Want us to indulge in it, consume. And I digress. And it just really gets to me when people still want to buy the official narrative. Not all, but a great amount. I'm just disheartened for sure for these people. And I know a lot of the consulates and embassies, people have been putting on flowers on the steps of the Russian embassies and consulates around the world, including UK, United Kingdom, Argentina, even the United States. The people don't want to fight. They're against war. But you got douchebags in the political realms believe they're smarter than everybody else, which they didn't have the balls or the courage to go out there themselves. That's why I tell folks, I encourage you contact your elected servants in these United States to have them support the Schumer Act. If not, let them know they're a bunch of cowards and wussies. They love talking, but they hate doing, right? That's called beakerholics. Yep. And it looks like the borders are still open. Want that Club of Rome? There's even rumors illegal aliens are getting firearms from these camps. I know Panama shut it down. They've been abused in that area too. It's like a cancer spreading, spreads. All you folks out there, I know I stress this enough. Be ready. Who cares about the little petty crap that's going around you? It's nothing more than a pimple on what's really can be coming. As well as the information war, we have the opportunity to delay the actions. So, what can we say, right? Support our Bill of Rights culture to fight the real war on terrorism. All right, I'll be back with the article. Stay tuned. All right, now I'm going to be reading the only article for Sunday. Actually, it's Palm Sunday, so folks, happy Palm Sunday. All right, this came out today, allnewspipeline.com. The article is entitled, Bet on the CIA Being in the Culprit in the Moscow Mass Murders, just like they were the Vegas Concert Massacre, and as they will be in the upcoming Black Swan events. It's written by Alan Barton. Random association, much like free association, but without clinical psychology stigma. It allows for the freedom of thought that enables rich imaginations to form. That may be my problem, as I do realize that the subject today is only in my imagination and not anything proven yet, but it is all possible. Let's just call it working theory for now. Last year or the year before sometime, I did a story on the Las Vegas mass shooting at a country music festival near the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, and concluded that what was officially known has nothing to do with what actually happened, per numerous firsthand reports of the people involved in a few videos that were not confiscated by the authorities, but somehow they and the truth did leak out. First, it was not a single shooter. It was numerous shooters, and it was not from some hotel window, but from people inside the venue, as well as quick assaults in nearby hotel lobbies and even by helicopter. Who can put together such an attack and still get it all smooth over to make it seem some poor lackey did it all? Only a large and well-oiled machine. Will get to that soon. Supposedly, the officially named perpetrator, Mr. Paddock, killed 58 people and wounded hundreds more before being shot himself, even though the SWAT teams were outside his door waiting for permission to enter and put a stop to all for a number of hours. I believe Joe Biden is anywhere near competent and Big Mike is female. We're not here to discuss that one good look up my older column on it for more details. What we're here to discuss is the free random association beginning that brought the LV false flag to my memory. Initial report from the Crocus City music venue in Moscow said at least 40 died, then 50, then 60, and now 133, which now is 137. So I'll add that to the link too. So to make that clarified. As I write this without a final total, with hundreds injured by a group of four mass terrorist gunmen, went right in and slaughtered the young people there, just like Las Vegas, according to the first-hand witnesses. Dressed in combat fatigues and sporting fully automatic weapons, they went through the crowd with efficiency, as they were highly trained operatives, again, just like in Las Vegas, and can be seen in the video that they are out showing the horrific scene. Initial reports also claim no one took responsibility, at least claimed to be. But very soon after the ISIS claimed to be the perpetrators, one side says blame another, and yet they blame another and so forth, just as would be suspected in the opening barrages of propaganda and skirting blame or responsibility, as is the normal. Some guy named, I have his name here, good grief. Oh, one moment. It's in Armenian, so it is Armenian, so hold on here. And I should have had this done earlier. So I'll get to here.
Mykhailo Podolyak.
Mykhailo Podolyak, thank you. I had to use a translator, folks, so sorry about that. Podolyak. Okay, that's his name. So I had to translate it in English here. So Mykhailo Podolyak did his best on X to thought fears that it was Ukraine and said there was Ukraine. And it said there's not the slightest doubt that the events in the Moscow suburbs will contribute to a sharp increase in military propaganda, accelerate militarization, expanded mobilization, and ultimately scaling up of the war. And that is the whole point of it all, obviously, but I do not accept the absolute that it was not Ukraine either. He did say something that we will get to quickly, that long before in the events of the Crocus City Hall, we heard public warnings from foreign embassies stationed in Moscow about possibly such bloody excesses. And of course, Putin claims that it must have been the Ukrainians, because why would they attack their own people, such as many Chechen-related terrorist mass slaughter in public venues. Anyone knows that anything about Russian history knows that it's about as false logic as can be given. And of course, NATO has been blamed as the culprit in order to start World War III as one of the regular false flags. There is no claim, however, that stands out, and that is one from our own State Department that was issued before the attack. U.S. citizens should be advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. This warning given 2 weeks before the attacks was dated March 7, 2024. True, it may have been from intel that something might be up, maybe up, but it is my contention that it was all well known to the system. OANN reported that they act like trained fighters. The unnamed witness said, at the moment entering the building, the guards and people standing at the door were killed. Then they blocked the main entrance. The terrorists are armed with AKM assault rifles. I hate when they use that stuff, assault rifles. Yep. So assault rifles, and hold on here. I'm on my phone right now, so I'm getting these delays. Come on, let's go. Yep, there it is. Oops. AKM assault rifles, they continued. Some carry unloads with various ammunition. At least, right there. Sorry about that, folks. Some carry unloads with various ammunition. At least two of the attackers were carrying backpacks, possibly a Molotov cocktails, and that appears have been the case. Not just any old terrorists, but military official ones, just like CIA operatives, maybe. This line from the above post is what I'm considering the most telling. The West are the only ones who could possibly benefit from the situation. Putin already has all the support he needs to do whatever the hell he wants. That is a true statement. And the final one from that post is this line. Will they start World War III to stop Trump? absolutely, again, an absolute truth. Like Trump or not, it's interesting what's going on now, right, with him and Biden, you know. One of the best descriptions I can remember seeing on just what NATO is, was designed for, was that it is not just some post-World War III group of nations out to make a joint defense systems against a communist conspiracy or other foe, but was more likely the then brand new CIA's amalgam of power to make Eisenhower's warning of the evil of the military-industrial complex true to rally freak show. The CIA has been using NATO to start wars all over the globe, pretending that somehow gaining control over the Koreans' drug and human trafficking was fighting communism. No, they just got a lot richer as a side benefit to the massive monies made in pushing war production for the corporate controllers and the international bankers. That is this, Kyo Bono, right? Who benefits? That same scheme that worked so well also worked for Vietnam and the CIA, where Daddy Bush had Kennedy murdered to stop the satanic evil of the CIA drug and human trafficking trade. We see the same thing in the control of the Afghan poppy fields and the control of drug and human trafficking importation gangs being well armed by the Kenyan Fast and Furious. Ring a bell? We see it thought in the Russian Revolution in Cuba, but somehow the drug trade was not affected. Iraq was used as a showcase for America's newest military weapons to help control the drug and human trafficking in that arena as well. The most lucrative business arrangement outside of the central bankers, think Red Shields or Rothschilds, as an addendum to the war machine factories, is in drugs and victims to keep the whorehouses busy and the blood donors for the satanic sacrifices for their evil churches. Ukrainian intelligence, my well-rounded arse, that is CIA propaganda network speaking. Nevertheless, the line is about to get ugly. It is working. It is the working model here. Blame all they want on others. I'm convinced my random association of Las Vegas and Moscow is right on track. The powers that be want war not only to reduce the world's population, but to everything under very strict total control and military absolute power. No free for the minuscule underlying punks. But then we did have ISIS claiming that they did it, and it didn't we. They claim responsibility for many things that they may or may not have done, but just keep the money coffers filled, I suppose. And then there is one. Mike Pence, I just have to break this down in a video to make it perfectly plain and clear to people what's happening with Hunter Biden and the CIA. Why was I saying a year and a half ago the reason Hunter Biden is untouchable by the Justice Department is because was part of a CIA operation. He was part of a CIA operation. Multiple ones, actually. The NDI and the DNC wing of the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a top CIA cutout used in our tens of thousands of NGO swarms. NED ranks number one. It was created to be the official NGO affiliate of the CIA. It was created to overtly what the CIA was doing covertly and getting in trouble for doing in the 20th century. There's a video. The video is right there. You can listen to it, watch and listen to it for yourselves, folks. It appears that they, being the CIA, NATO CIA satanic groups, are well on the way to getting just what they want, another massive war. The problem this time is that it will be almost impossible to contain and likely go nuclear before too long. The international crime syndicates read as U.S. government, including CIA, Justice Department, and so forth, money laundering system, formerly known as Ukraine, and the massive drug people industry is going to absolutely nuts right now. My money is on the CIA directly being the culprit, just as they were in Las Vegas, let alone all over the world, and the upcoming Black Swan events. God bless Mike Pence. Hunter Biden was likely involved with CIA in Ukraine, led to Trump-Russia propaganda. There's a video on that. And just what is they have in mind? Catastrophic Black Swan event coming late 2024. Elijah Schaefer. There's an interview with that based on with Ron Paul on Tucker Carlson. It is absolutely blasphemous on what we're observing here, folks. And I just really, it just really gets to me because all this information, a great amount of folks still relying on garbage. We're never supposed to trust the government in these United States, period. All you got to do is read the Declaration of Independence. And it's funny, too, because you can say this is like an Operation Gladio 2.0, which I have to agree, based on the patterns and the merits. I did a show many years ago on Spreaker, like 2-3 episodes pertaining to Las Vegas. I know Pat Braddock, Stephen Braddock, right? The Braddock? Hold on here. I got to get his name again. But, Stephen Braddock, I think it's Braddock. Yeah, Paddock, excuse me. Mr. Paddock. I didn't remember there was a claim that he was an FBI asset. I do remember that. That's on my Spreaker page. So, and that, if I remember, that was before it's news.com. He was a CIA asset. So, oh, FBI asset, excuse me. And I did another show on it, Gladio in Las Vegas. And I'm going to say Gladio, the parentheses with ED in parentheses. And I'm convinced, too, it was a Gladio-style attack. And I could say what happened over here in the Crotus City Hall, Music City Hall. Yeah, it's very, it does connect. So what I'll be doing, I'll be adding, I'm going to add a link on a rumble on a video, or it's an audiobook on Operation Gladio. It's over 12 hours long, but it does have some very good information on how the mafia, the CIA, and the Vatican were all involved. I try to blame it on the communists. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a lovey-dovey with forms of government, okay? But they always try to find a good scapegoat. And everyone's been doing it. Doesn't matter where you're at. When it comes to stuff like this, that's a big thing on a witch hunt. Well, I'll add that. And that is all. I thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share us throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, or just on this interesting, check out whatever you do. Please use the quorum. You can reach me at ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to, sorry about that. if you want to send donations, go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookalook3. If you want to support all pipeline news, the article I read is a link for that. So please support these people and always judge for yourself. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that the demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading the love, and may your guardian spirits be with you.